This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, May 24th. Well, we had a pretty strong day in the wheat space yesterday, and that pulled corn higher along with it. Couldn't offer much support to soybeans as they were lower. But with wheat, it was kind of hard to find out just what was going on that would push that market higher. Could be some hedge fund short covering. My guess is that was spurred by all this rain coming into the western, central, and southern plains, right over those key drought areas that decimated the winter wheat crop. Now they're just getting deluged with rain. It's pretty ironic and a little bit of a twist of the knife, but nevertheless, they are getting quite a bit of moisture. And the fear is that now it's going to hamper the harvest, slow it down, and reduce quality potentially. So just cannot catch a break with this wheat crop. You know, what little is there now is being threatened by too much rain. So that's, I think, a big part of the catalyst. We're also looking at the dry conditions, of course, across the Canadian prairies and the Russian spring wheat belt. We're looking at pretty decent conditions so far across the northern plains, but the longer range forecasts do call for hot and dry conditions to come down. We all know how that can happen and linger as we get into the summer across the northern plains. But, you know, that could be part of it too. It was the higher quality wheats leading the way, both Kansas City, Minneapolis, pushing that market higher. So we'll see where it goes, but I think, you know, headed into a three-day weekend, quite often, you know, the markets are going to be quiet heading into that weekend. For Memorial Day, it often is a turning point. You know, we've got threatening weather hovering around the Midwest, the Northern Plains. The longer range forecasts continue to call for dry conditions, you know, up to June 5th, June 6th in the Midwest and the Northern Plains, at least the heat in the Northern Plains. But the market isn't going to react to that potential weather issue this early in the growing season, especially when you have pretty decent moisture to get the crop started. It's going to wait until after this three-day weekend. Then you'll get another two-week outlook. See what that shows. If it still shows warm and dry across key parts of the Midwest, then I think this market has no choice but to react, and probably strongly, because of how much you've sold off, number one, because hedge funds have gotten net short in the row crops and are already carrying a huge short in wheat. All of those things are going to pile into the market all at once, and you know, trying to get long and get right with the market. And then it's just about every forecast every 12 hours, basically, that drives this market. But you have very little subsoil moisture reserves in Iowa, southern Minnesota. Those areas that were dry last year really have not been recharged very much. They had some subsoil, and that was okay to get the crop rolling. But if it turns warm and dry in that region, and that's critical corn country and soybeans for that matter, then you really have a problem developing. In the eastern part of the Midwest, it has been trending dry. They've had much more subsoil reserves, but last couple weeks have definitely been drier, and you know, the forecast is dry for the next couple weeks. So we'll see. And you know how these forecasts go. They change all the time, but they've been fairly consistent over the last 3 days. So, you know, that's telling you something. But again, a weather market this early in the growing season is going to have to stick pretty loudly, you know, to get the market's attention and to spook it into a big move to the upside. And there's a fair amount of upside resistance in corn and beans both. You know, a fair amount above us, we will run into those old lows, old congestion areas. That's likely where the market will stall initially. And then you'll get your pullbacks as we wait to see what Mother Nature dishes up. But, you know, it's pretty early to be looking at a weather market scenario, but it is what it is, and it's potentially there. usually you get your biggest fears during pollination if you get those hot and dry conditions. And for corn, that's right in the middle of July. For soybeans, it's late July, early August. That's a long way away from where we are. So again, if we get into a weather market situation, I think the market's initial reaction will take us to old resistance or old supports, which have become resistance. The markets will stall and just see what happens. If there's any hint of rain in a forecast, even in a two-week forecast, that will stall the market. At least we get until we get, you know, deeper into June and especially into July. That's when, you know, the rubber meets the road when it comes to production and, you know, just honing in on what our potential is for the crops. So if it turns hot and dry then you really have a problem. But if it stays dry up until then, you know, who knows? So, you know, we're talking about weather markets here. There are some red flags being waved out there. And, you know, we're seeing them, but it's just too early for the market to really grab onto that and call it a problem, especially with a three-day weekend coming up. So, you know, we're on point, we're watching it, we're preparing for it, but you can't just assume that that's going to happen. And with wheat, you know, if it continues raining like this through the harvest, yeah, that's going to be a problem. That would be supportive. But you're giving a lot of moisture to this dry area. You're going to see another round of planting of milo, likely, and maybe some corn, you know, the eastern part of the Central Plains and Southern Plains, but you're going to see another crop come in there, and that's probably going to be a big one because it's got a lot of moisture. In the meantime, you do have harvest in front of us, and that's likely going to keep a lid on the market, so we'll just see where things go. That said, we are finding support. Chicago is finding support at its old low, got an outside day higher yesterday. So that does give us a buy signal in Chicago wheat. Don't know that I really want to take it because of just the time of year and because it's harvest, but still, nevertheless, the market does seem to be finding some support at these key levels. And if nothing else, probably be a temporary support, or maybe we'll just pay sideways into the harvest. It's hard to say, but we don't see any major trouble spots showing up in European wheat countries or the Black Sea, except for the Siberia area of Russia. That's in Canada, of course. So, you know, eventually that will have its say in the market. I just don't think it's right in front of us. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.